In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, we see Jesus again telling people who he is, though they refuse to accept it. In fact, they rebel so strongly against it, they pick up stones to stone him because he claims to be God. And of course, according to the law of Moses, this would be blasphemy. Heck, according to the current covenant, it is blasphemy, except for one thing, if you really are God. And there's only one person who can ever claim that, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the second person of the Blessed Trinity in human form. He can, in fact, be God, and he, in fact, saw Abraham. Why? Because he existed from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And our Lord lives in perfect communion with the other members of the Trinity. Our Father, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. This is why the Father glorifies him. And our Lord was sent among us. And we should be very glad that, in fact, our Lord is not like Abraham, because, again, as they rightly pointed out, he would have died and stayed dead. Or like one of the prophets, again, would have died and stayed dead. But our Lord, because he is true God and true man, is able to save us. He is able to rise from the dead, and by rising from the dead, he is able to defeat the powers of death for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.